Welcome. I am Andy, and you are listening to Retirement Concerns. Someone somewhere is turning 65, and many more are past that. We all have retirement concerns. Here we will discuss those concerns and hopefully discuss issues you may not have estimated. So please join us now.
Federal Medical Insurance Benefit, otherwise called Government Medical Care Part C, is a famous type of health care coverage inclusion for U.S. grown-ups age 65 and more seasoned. In any case, picking the well-thought-out plan can be confounded. Cross-country protection suppliers offered a sum of 4,064 distinct government medical care benefit plans in 2023 alone, and finding the right protection plan is exceptionally customized to the individual. 1. Simply by giving your postal district and segment data, could you at any point see a rundown of plans for which you're qualified, and, surprisingly, then, you're probably contrasting the subtleties of roughly 39 plans. While the most effective way to explore this mind-boggling task is to look for the help of an autonomous, rationalist healthcare coverage specialist, you can likewise begin by focusing in on the healthcare coverage organizations that, by and large, give the best government medical care benefit plans, in view of elements like supplier network size and extra advantages and inclusion. To decide the best federal medical care benefit suppliers, the Forbes Well-Being Publication Group assessed U.S. insurance agency that deal designs cross-country by the number of states they that give inclusion in, the sorts of advantages they offer, how the Communities for Federal Health Care and Medicaid Administrations, CMS, positioned their arrangements, how organizations like AM best positioned them as far as their monetary well-being, how offices like J.D. Power positioned them with regards to shopper criticism, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Peruse on to see which suppliers made the rundown. To decide the best federal medical care benefit suppliers, the Forbes Well-Being Publication Group assessed all insurance agency that proposition designs cross-country as far as the number of states wherein they that give inclusion, the kinds of advantages they can offer, however it shifts from one arrangement to another, how the places for government medical care and Medicaid administrations, CMS, positioned their arrangements, utilizing a normal to address the organization overall, how organizations like AM best positioned them concerning their monetary well-being, which influences how dependable a safety net provider is with regards to paying cases, how offices like J.D. Power positioned them with regards to buyer input. We zeroed in solely on giving general rundowns of the organizations and their notorieties. To give explicit arrangement proposals precisely, it's essential to consider the postal district and segment subtleties of the singular looking for protection inclusion. To do as such, we suggest utilizing Medicare.gov's arrangement locator device or looking for the skill of a free, skeptic protection specialist. What is federal medical insurance benefit? Federal health care benefit is an across-the-board plan decision elective for getting government medical care benefits. You may likewise hear it alluded to as Federal Medical Insurance Part C. This plan is packaged with Government Medical Care Section N and Part B and generally incorporates Part D, which gives professionally prescribed drug inclusion. How do government medical care benefit plans work? Federal healthcare pays private insurance agency to manage the advantages of government medical care benefit plans they sell. These plans then, at that point, capability the same way unique federal medical insurance, Section N and Part B, does, with the expansion of advantages the confidential protection supplier chooses to remember for a given arrangement. Contingent upon the supplier and plan you pick, federal medical care benefit inclusion works much the same way to manager-supported healthcare coverage with which you might be recognizable. For a month-to-month charge notwithstanding the federal medical care Part B superior, a MAMA plan gives set copays, coinsurance rates and deductibles for different parts of care, as well as extra inclusion advantages and advantages. What does federal health insurance benefit cover? All government medical care benefit plans are expected to offer all inclusion given by unique federal health insurance, Section N and Part B, which by and large incorporates emergency clinic ongoing consideration, talented nursing office care, nursing home consideration, hospice care, home medical care, Clinical examination. Rescue vehicle administrations. Strong clinical hardware, DME. Ongoing and short-term psychological wellness administrations. Restricted short-term physician-endorsed drugs. Some federal healthcare benefit plans offer important extra advantages, for example, physician-endorsed drug inclusion, vision inclusion, dental inclusion, hearing inclusion, workout regime inclusion, counting rec center enrollments or limits, transportation to specialist visits, non-prescription medication inclusion, different administrations that advance well-being and health, government healthcare benefit open enlistment. During the open enlistment time frame, which runs from October 15th to December 7th every year, you can join, switch, or drop an arrangement for your inclusion to start on January 1st of the next year. On the off chance that you're now signed up for a federal medical insurance benefit plan, you can change to an alternate government medical care benefit plan or unique federal health care during the federal health care benefit open enlistment period, what begins on January 1st and closures on Walk 31 every year. You can do one switch during that time span. In the event that you're now signed up for unique federal medical insurance, Parts N and B, you might be qualified to change to a government medical care benefit plan, Part C. You should be no less than 65 years of age or have specific handicaps, like super durable kidney disappointment or amyotrophic sidelong sclerosis, ALS. In the event that the federal medical insurance benefit plan you pick doesn't as of now have professionally prescribed drug inclusion, you will have the choice to sign up for Part D.
You've been listening to Retirement Concerns with your host, Andy Barrett. Please join us every week as we discuss new hot topics for retirement concerns or visit us at retirementconcerns.info for more information. Have a good day.